I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloored.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Rachel is out for the week. She is currently at a professional tennis match in D.C., having the time of her life, so good for her. Melissa Price-Smith, who I've known forever, joins us live in studio and who we love here on the show. Always good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So how are things?
Things are good. I have been leading the office about a year and a half now. It's gone really, really fast, but we have just accomplished some great things, have some great attorneys, investigators, victim advocates, support staff. We've really made some great strides in the past year.
Talk about, now that you've done it, looking back in hindsight, what didn't you know about the job that you've learned in a year and a half?
I think the main thing is that I can never make everybody happy.
It's a good thing to learn.
Yeah, it is. You know, I have to tell you, though, I am smart enough to know what I don't know. So I have surrounded myself with some of the very, very best people. So the way the office has grown and the way people have stepped up, I knew that would happen. But the level it has happened has just been amazing. That's been a really wonderful surprise to me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Our kids, we talked about this off the air, that all I wanted to be in law school was a litigator and a trial attorney. And, you know, I grew up in the age of L.A. law. And I went to litigation firms. But my roommate, who you knew, Rick Van Noy, was a public defender, and he tried exponentially more cases than I did. Are kids coming out of law school still, do they get that?
You know, my daughter's applying to law school right now, and I told her, I said, whatever type of law you want to do, the best thing you can do for your career when you get out of law school is go to a prosecutor's office or public defender's office, because you will be thrown in and get so much trial experience that will benefit any legal career.
Yeah, you'll be years ahead of your contemporaries who are at a big defense firm or something.
Yeah, I mean, a student gets out of law school and goes straight to a big civil litigation firm, they may not see a courtroom for years.
Yeah.
Whereas a student gets out and goes to a public defender or a prosecutor's office, they could have 10 jury trials of their own in the first couple of years.
And you're handling real things with real people with real consequences.
You know, real things, real people. I call being a prosecutor, even a public defender, it's the front lines, and I would never do anything else. It's real people and real issues, and it's right up front and really making a difference.
Yeah. Can you relax at night, or are you always like, oh, you know what I should do tomorrow? I should do this.
No, I cannot relax at night at all, which could be a whole nother discussion. No, I'm hoping maybe when the campaign is over, because, you know, the prosecutor's office, I don't like to be away from there. I like to be there. I also keep cases. I like to be in court. But the campaign is like a second full-time job.
Yeah.
So our office, in addition to being a strong prosecutor, we are also out in the community all the time. Plus the campaign is also additional being out in the community. So maybe after the primary on August 4th, I'll be able to take a breath. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I feel like I can never, never relax at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mind is just kind of going.
What do people need to know about the election coming up in August?
The people really, really need to know. First of all, there's no real Republican primary at all on August 4th. So if people want to have their voice heard in their vote for prosecutor, they need to pull a Democratic ticket, even if they're a Republican. That's the only way they're going to get to choose the prosecutor. And I can guarantee them I am the most qualified for this position. And I guarantee them that I will not let them down, and our office will not let them down. In fact, if they want to vote on the county executive in the primary, they also have to pull a Democratic ticket.
I knew you were going to be on today because I ran into you yesterday, and I was thinking about you last night, And, you know, I've gone through this quite a metamorphosis politically. And when I was on 97.1, I would have called myself a Republican. Then MAGA hit and just completely turned me off. But I also have problems with Democrats. But I was thinking of you, and I like your style of Democrat because you care about people, but you're still terrifying to me. Like, right? You're a badass. And a lot of times Democrats get this sort of wussiest kind of thing. Like, oh, all they care about is this and this and this. But you have a Republican energy as someone who is a Democrat. That's a compliment, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, I don't think this position should be political. I'm a prosecutor. I am not a politician. I'm also pro-law enforcement. Our biggest priority in our office is public safety, keeping violent offenders off the streets and giving victims a voice. However, I also feel very, very strongly about our community programs, such as our reaching out to high schools. We speak to about 10 high school classes a semester, and it's only increasing because I think our office can play a huge role in helping young people and really having some real conversations with them so they never get involved in the criminal justice system at all. So we are really increasing that program as well. I identify as a Democrat. I was appointed by a Republican governor. I'm a prosecutor. I'm not a politician.
Let's talk about the young kids, because I was having a discussion with one of my very conservative MAGA friends, and he basically said all this stuff they've tried in the city and the county and, you know, basketball tournaments and such, and nothing has helped. You've been doing this a long time. What do you think does help with kids at risk to keep them from going generationally into crime?
Well, what we are doing in our office is speaking to high schools all the way from Parkway and Rockwood. We are speaking this year with Ferguson and Normandy, and we've spoken with the superintendent at Jennings and Hazelwood. And what our plan is and what we have been doing for the last year is we go into these high school classes and we get a waiver from the teacher first, and we have some real conversations about very, very real cases that we have had with 18-year-olds, because we deal with 18 and up. 18 is an adult in the state of Missouri. And we talk with these kids about guns, drugs, sex, things that people their age get involved in, either purposely or accidentally. And I've realized that the more, as I say, real talk that we have with them, then they start really talking to us and the questions they ask. And I mean, one of the things we talk about is the thing that high schoolers seem to think is funny and embarrassing, and they all seem to do nowadays, is sending naked or sexual pictures of one another. And they think it's an embarrassing, funny thing. And we explain it's also promotion of child pornography. But when we get into the conversation, we talk about, hey, what do you do when you get this video? What do you do when you get this picture? What do you do when your friend gets it and he shows it to you? But the more we talk about these real cases, they really start talking. And if this program can help one student turn right instead of left, it's worth it. And we also talk about the power of your voice. And fortunately or unfortunately, I'd say about 50% of the high schools we talk to, a student will come up afterwards and disclose some sort of sexual abuse or physical abuse. Hmm. Because we talk about the power of your voice and who you can disclose to and that we can be trusted. So there's a lot of things that this work with high schools really does and really helps, and I'm really proud of it.
Yeah. We're talking to Melissa Price-Smith, who is currently the prosecuting attorney of St. Louis County. You can vote for her again on August 4th in the primary. I know I'm asking a lot of like 30,000-foot view questions, but I'm just interested. How often in your career, in dealing with defendants, do you see real remorse? You know, I'm thinking about Kohlberger, who is obviously a monster, but I always think about how he's not a stupid guy. He must feel so stupid for doing what he did, and his whole life is over now. How often do you meet defendants who portray that, like, and you really believe them?
Well, first of all, obviously, when a defendant is represented by counsel, we're not allowed to have a separate conversation with them. When a defendant pleads guilty or is sentenced after a trial, they do get the opportunity to make a statement. I have seen that on very, very few occasions where they get the opportunity to address the victims and address the family. I will also say it doesn't mean they don't have remorse. I think in some of those situations, maybe their defense attorney advised them it's best not to speak. Hmm. So I hope that there is remorse and understanding and healing and rehabilitation and all of those things. Like you said, in the case of Kohlberg, I truly believe, though, that some are just monsters. And then they don't feel anything about it, especially in the most heinous type of crimes.
I bet you've seen that in your own practice. Like, looked into someone's eyes and just...
You know, it's... I think the biggest realization for me is sometimes there will be a case, and just when I think I've seen everything, I'll see a more violent case. And what'll really shock me is, wow, this person walked amongst us till, you know, recently when they were arrested or recently when this incident happened.
Yeah.
And it really makes you pay a little bit more attention.
Yeah, I remember when Sean Hornback came out and we were living in Kirkwood and would go to that Emo's all the time.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and Maureen and I both said, I think I remember this guy.
Wow.
Had just been out there the whole time doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy. Before we let you go, talk a little bit about the opposite, what you guys do to be there for victims and victims' families.
Well, as a prosecutor's office, we represent the state of Missouri, but we are a victim-centered office. We, when we get a case where there are victims in the case, could be anything from robbery, burglary, sexual assault, homicide, which would be the victim's family, we have an incredible victim advocate unit. Victims never go to court alone. We make sure that they are provided with any services they need. We also have, I'm not sure if I spoke about this last time, we have an incredible duo dog, support dog named Levi, who has changed the entire way we deal with child victims. So if a child, when we have to sit down with a child and they have to tell us some horrific details about their trauma, now that Levi is with us for the past several years, they can sit down with a big floppy dog and tell him instead of sitting at a cold table and telling us.
Wow.
And he can also go to court with these children and sit next to them on the witness stand, and they can just pet his head or hold his leash, and it gives them a lot more security. So our victim advocates, our victim-centered office, plus our duo dog Levi, these people who are victims in these cases, they're going through the trauma of their life, the storm of their life, and it is very important that we help them through this chapter so they can flourish on the other side.
Yeah. That's great. That's so great. That's Melissa Price Smith. The primary is August 4th. So whoever you vote for, get out there and vote. Always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. We have Dave Murray coming up at 3:35. Braxton Payne and Steve Ellman will be here for the Think Tank at 4. I saw a story last night about a family. I think they had three kids, and they were flying to a family reunion, and the 8-year-old girl threw a fit on the gangway because she's afraid to fly, and she was melting down, not like insanely, just like, I don't want to, I'm afraid. And they were like physically dragging her in, and then like the Southwest staff is like, we're not really comfortable with this, and what do you do? Like, it's one thing if it's a 2-year-old toddler, but a big 8-year-old kid, if they don't want to fly, do you just have to bite the bullet and not fly?
Boy, that's a great question.
Yeah, people are really divided.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you can't, maybe you go to the desk and you just say, like, hey, I don't really know what's going on. How can you help me? Not in terms of somebody sneak up on my kid and knock him out and we can pull him on the plane, but like, can we reschedule the flight? Can I get some sort of, you know, credit and maybe I can try and get a later flight once I can calm this one down or something like that? But you can't. I mean, I would also, if I were the Southwest staff, I'd be very uncomfortable with, like, you know, dragging a screaming kid who clearly doesn't want to be on this plane onto the plane.
It was traumatic to watch.
But you have, I mean, you can legally do that, I guess, right? If you're the parent, like,
yeah. I mean, as long as you're not abusing your child.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean,
but there are a lot of people on the plane that were like, "Hey, not our business," but.
Yeah, I would definitely look for the way around, or like I said, try to reschedule the flight to a later time that day, or maybe early the next day, and maybe just see if you can try and figure out what's going on with
the
kid.
There's also got to be a way. You that couldn't have been the first time the parents heard about this fear. You might have wanted taken some steps on that, and maybe they did, and it just didn't work.
Well, the mom said, we gave all the kids Dramamine, which is supposed to settle them down, but we think we didn't give it to our oldest daughter soon enough. That was what she was saying.
I get it, but I'm talking about, like, if you think or know there's a chance your kid's going to be terrified, maybe you need to talk to a therapist in advance.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to take a step, like, hey, what can we do to make this process easier, more than just here's a pill? You know, because Dramamine helps because it makes you tired, but it's not like it's going to
cure. Takes away your fear.
It's not going to cure anxiety.
Yeah.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call, and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Probably my favorite Thin Lizzy song of all time.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, great tune. Good choice.
I was a little worried because I feel like every time I pick a song that I don't know, like, immediately how it starts, it always starts with, you know, two people going back and forth, like, how you doing, Red? Well, let me tell you something, John, I'm doing just fine. And I'm like, oh, just get to the guitar.
No, great tune. Great
awesome.
Tune.
Okay, good.
Dave Murray joins us, courtesy of Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I've never heard that song before, but I like it already.
I was going to say, I don't think I'd ever heard it either.
Oh, man, you need to listen to the whole thing. It's not like, I mean, it jams at the end, which is what I love about it, because it starts so mellow and then becomes classic Thin Lizzy. Mm-hmm. I just love that band.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They came in one time, and I had one of my guitars there, and the lead guitarist grabbed my guitar and just started playing Thin Lizzy tunes. And it was really cool. Really cool. I'm like, oh, that's what that guitar sounds like. That's good to know.
And you said, hands off. That's mine.
Remember one time, my brother was always really good at putting me in my place. And when I was, 16 or so, I had a Fender Squire, like a lesser, cheaper guitar. And I was telling my brother, like, yeah, I really want to get an American Standard and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, really? Have you found the outside parameters of this instrument that it just cannot do what your fingers tell it to do? Which, of course, was ridiculous. And I'm like, shut up. But,
ouch.
Yeah, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, he always got me. So today's not a lot better, Dave, right?
No, I mean, yeah. No, but we're 88 right now.
Okay.
However, the 2.75, so it's still very humid. Remember, the front was coming through between noon and 3. The cooler air, the drier air is about 200 miles behind.
Okay.
So that hasn't come in yet, but it's coming in. There's some showers and thunderstorms in central Missouri, south central Missouri. That's not a concern at all for us, but we're going to notice a slow drop off in humidity, a slow drop in temperature overnight tonight. It's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. 200 miles takes a while to cover. But we're going down to 71 tonight. That'll be better than 80. And then tomorrow is gorgeous. Sunny, less humid, better temperatures, 88 degrees. Very comfortable day, especially for the end of July. Full moon Wednesday night, clear skies, 68. Thursday, sunny and great, 88 degrees. Now, the northwest flow is in control, and it's going to be in control all weekend long, but it's going to send these little impulses of energy or low pressure through the northwest flow Friday and Saturday, so there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms around. No all-day rain, but it's going to keep our temperatures in the mid-80s. There's no 90-plus in sight, at least into early next week.
Great. Did I see some 70s over the weekend for highs?
It depends on how much rain we get with these impulses. I could see an 82 for a high, which means most of the day in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be very close to that.
Nice. I need a windows open weekend. That would be nice, right? I was at the game last night when that weather blew through, and the weather always looks and feels different when you're in the stadium. Right. You just feel like you're watching it on TV. But it was really cool. Like the lightning was really fascinating. Yeah.
You love to be able to see lightning around the arch.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so great.
It was interesting because we were sitting out there and it's definitely stormy, but it wasn't doing anything at the moment. And the usher came to us, the whole section, and said, "This is your final notice." I never heard this before. I guess it's a legal thing. "This is your final notice. The Cardinals strongly urge that you go inside and take shelter." And people were grumbling. I'm like, well, I'm not going to make this lady's night harder. So I went inside, but yeah.
And you said, "Hey, don't you know I know Dave Murray?"
Yeah.
He said, like, "It's still okay. Like still okay right now."
I texted him right now. What do you want from me? Andrew, did you do headlines?
I did.
That sounds promising.
Wow, it really does.
I feel like I don't thrive with the headlines quite like some people.
I think you're doing great.
I'm working on it. All right. So, murder victim found at 40 years after she vanished from work. This is a Florida mystery that has lingered for four decades. Cape Coral, Florida. They found human remains discovered by kayakers in a canal in May 2024, and they figured out that it was a 23-year-old woman named Rose Marie Gayhart, who vanished in 1985. She was featured on Cold Case Files on Dateline, if you remember that show. It is now officially a homicide. She was last seen outside Big Howie's Hot Dogs, where she worked, and she was living with her boyfriend and his mother in a trailer park. She was reported missing by her parents, and her sister has long said that she believes that she was murdered by someone in that trailer park.
Huh.
So this case is being reopened, which is interesting. It's always interesting when like a cold. You just think, I mean, if a cold case has been closed for 40 years, how could it possibly be? You know, how could you possibly investigate that?
Dark question. Do you guys think you could successfully hide a body?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, me either.
I thought you were going to say get murdered.
Now that I've done it.
I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Well, see, the problem is, like,
I could get murdered.
It's hard to know exactly what to do to avoid getting caught without searching it, and now everybody's got your search history.
It's true.
You know, I mean, I don't have any, like, training of, like, in the military or whatever. I don't have, you know, if you're, like, a police officer and you investigate those things, like, I know what they look for. Well, I have none of those things.
London police hunting man dressed as lobster.
Shouldn't be that hard.
He knocked another man unconscious while dressed as a lobster.
With his claw?
Yeah,
I guess with his claw hand. Yeah, they got big sharp claws, I guess. He was attacked outside Alexandra Palace in London after the World's Darts Championship. And 7 months later, he is still dealing with serious issues from that. So this happened back in December. And they're still trying to figure out, like, they're just putting out, like, guys, we really need to find this lobster man. So they are redoubling their efforts.
So he was dressed as a lobster.
He was dressed as a lobster, knocked a guy outside the darts
and then just disappeared.
And ran off. And this guy now has, like, you know, I guess, like, brain damage of some kind.
I'm not optimistic for them finding the lobster guy.
No.
They're not either, which is why they're redoubling their efforts.
You know, one of the worst parts of that would just be telling that story your whole life. Like, oh my God, what happened to your husband?
Mystery man in a lobster costume.
You know, that whole, that whole thing.
Now, I do think I could hide a lobster costume.
Yes, that one I could hide. Yeah, I could hide a lobster body pretty easily, if you know what I mean. Colonel Sanders' home is for sale. with one notably very intriguing item for sale with it. Colonel Sanders' ties to Kentucky are loosening, and not just because KFC headquarters is now in Texas. The Shelbyville estate, where he once drilled franchisees on how to make pressure-cooked chicken, is going to auction, along with a trove of personal effects that includes his Bible, his knife kit, his trademark tie, the little black string tie thing that he wore, his old pressure cookers that he used to start KFC, and the most important item of all, his leather day planner from 1964, which contains a handwritten list of 11 herbs and spices.
How about that?
It is not known if this is the actual recipe itself or if it's just kind of a coincidence. Maybe it's just, maybe it was a workshopping it and that this just was just a coincidence. But the real estate agent would not let people photograph it while they were taking pictures of like the lots for the auctions and the estate. Would not let them photograph it. And then also next door to it, the Claudia Sanders Dinner House, which was opened by Sanders and his second wife to showcase how his chicken and gravy should taste to like franchisees and people that were coming from out of town, is also for sale.
Huh.
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. The Colonel's a fascinating story. I remember listening to a self-help guy one time way back. When you didn't have the internet to just look stuff up. And I didn't realize that the Colonel was so old when he started, and he was told no like 300 times or something. He would just go, you know, restaurant to restaurant, like, hey, I have this recipe. Would you make my chicken? They're like, no, old man. And they finally got a yes, and the rest is history.
If you had the opportunity at an auction
to kill the Colonel,
to hide the Colonel's body. If you had the opportunity at an auction,
broast him,
and you had the money, would you go for something like that?
Hell yeah.
Like the original 11 herbs and spices, or like the Coca-Cola formula?
Yes.
Or
if the Don Knotts suit that he always wore in Andy Griffith, the salt and pepper suit, had that came up for sale. When I started making money, I would have bought it. I would have. I would have paid $10,000 for it.
Was you wearing it to work?
No, but I almost bought Vince Vaughn's outfit from Wedding Crashers when they're playing football.
Okay.
That was for sale for $1,000. And I'm like, for $1,000, if I just pull that out at parties, it's worth that. And
get it, get a big display thing like they use for the bat suit.
Then I made the mistake of bragging to Maureen about what I was about to buy, and she was like, "Yeah, no, no, just no."
The account got frozen.
Yeah,
all
you're
of a sudden.
You're not buying Vince Vaughn's outfit and wearing it at barbecues.
My final story here.
Be pretty sweet though.
Dinosaur extinction may have taken only hours. All of their extinction. It was at once thought that it could have taken place over months or maybe even years. But it actually could have been just one really, really bad day. A new study in the Journal of Geophysical Research Biogeosciences argues that the asteroid that hit Mexico's Yucatan 66 million years ago likely cooked much of the life on all of land on Earth within mere hours.
Same way we'll cook the Colonel.
Thanks to a superheated shroud of rock vapor in the atmosphere. Using computer models and dust evidence from the impact layer, researchers found that this vapor blanket could have driven ground temperatures to lethal levels, igniting near-instant wildfires worldwide.
Yeah, they said that the rock and the dust in the atmosphere worked like a lid on a pressure cooker.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, you know what? We've always grown up seeing the animations, and you'll just see these dinosaurs look woozy, then fall over like they're drunk. And no, they probably just roasted from the inside. So
within an hour or two.
Wow.
They think that all life on Earth, essentially, on the surface.
Nuts.
Is just gone.
I don't know why, but I kind of like that better. Like that it was over fast as opposed to, like, taking weeks and months.
Oh, dude, if we get hit by an asteroid or a nuke, I wanted to hit me in the balls. I don't want any of this.
Come right down on
10
my head,
miles
man.
Outside the blast circle.
Right. No. Right.
I don't want to do this post-apocalyptic.
No. I'll do very poorly.
I'll stick with the apocalyptic thing.
I'll be turning tricks for gasoline. Which I think I do very well at.
Yeah, I think I'd succeed.
Then once I get the gasoline, I can condense my power.
It's called being an entrepreneur.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, like the Colonel.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
All righty. Bye.
Do I have live here, Andrew?
You do. It's for Mr. Cantor.
Well, watch this. Flippity-do. Tell you guys about attorney at law Mark Cantor. And you guys know I'm a little different about this live than most of my live endorsements. I'm much more aggressive, but there's more at stake, right? If you guys, I don't know, if you go to a different steakhouse or you go get pizza from somewhere I don't represent and it's bad, you're going to be fine. But if you choose a plaintiff's attorney after you or someone in your family has been injured, it could be the difference in hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not saying that any of the plaintiff's attorneys out there, the ones who advertise on television all the time, are bad people. Not at all. Not even saying they're bad attorneys. Not at all. I'm just saying that in their advertising, they're not telling you anything worthwhile. You know, all the AI stuff and dunking on Wilt Chamberlain. It tells you absolutely nothing. With Mark Cantor, I can tell you a few things. He has been a plaintiff's attorney his entire career. Hasn't jumped around. He's been doing it for decades. He has tried as many cases as any plaintiff's attorney, you know, his age in the St. Louis area. He has a great record. Twice he's been named the Lawyers Weekly Top 10 Power List, which most people never sniff the top 1,000 list. He's been in the top 10 twice in his career. I personally like him. Even though I'm an agnostic, I like that his faith is so central to what he does and the pride he has in his family. So it all adds up very well for Mark. If you or someone you care about is injured, you think someone else may be to blame, call 314-628-9999 or check him out at CantorInjuryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon...
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Probably my favorite Thin Lizzy song of all time.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, great tune. Good choice.
I was a little worried because I feel like every time I pick a song that I don't know like immediately how it starts, it always starts with, you know, two people going back and forth like, how you doing, Red? Well, let me tell you something, John. I'm doing just fine. And I'm like, oh, just get to the guitar.
No, great tune. Great
awesome.
Tune.
Okay, good.
Dave Murray joins us, courtesy of Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I've never heard that song before, but I like it already.
I was going to say, I don't think I'd ever heard it either.
Oh, man, you need to listen to the whole thing. It's not like, it jams at the end, which is what I love about it, because it starts so mellow then becomes classic Thin Lizzy. Mm-hmm. I just love that band.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They came in one time, and I had one of my guitars there, and the lead guitarist grabbed my guitar and just started playing Thin Lizzy tunes. And it was really cool. Really cool. I'm like, oh, that's what that guitar sounds like. That's good to know.
And you said, hands off, that's mine.
Remember one time, my brother was always really good at putting me in my place. And when I was, 16 or so, I had a Fender Squire, like a lesser, cheaper guitar. And I was telling my brother, like, yeah, I really want to get an American Standard and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, really? Have you found the outside parameters of this instrument that it just cannot do what your fingers tell it to do? Which, of course, was ridiculous. And I'm like, shut up. But,
ouch.
Yeah, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, he always got me. So today's not a lot better, Dave, right?
No, but we're 88 right now.
Okay.
However, the 2.75, so it's still very humid. Remember, the front was coming through between noon and 3. The cooler air, the drier air is about 200 miles behind.
Okay.
So that hasn't come in yet, but it's coming in. There's some showers and thunderstorms in central Missouri, south central Missouri. That's not a concern at all for us, but we're going to notice a slow drop off in humidity, a slow drop in temperature overnight tonight. It's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. 200 miles takes a while to cover, But we're going down to 71 tonight. That'll be better than 80. And then tomorrow is gorgeous. Sunny, less humid, better temperatures, 88 degrees. Very comfortable day, especially for the end of July. Full moon Wednesday night, clear skies, 68. Thursday, sunny and great, 88 degrees. Now, the northwest flow is in control, and it's going to be in control all weekend long, but it's going to send these little impulses of energy or low pressure through the northwest flow Friday and Saturday, so there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms around. No all-day rain, but it's going to keep our temperatures in the mid-80s. There's no 90-plus in sight, at least into early next week.
Great. Did I see some 70s over the weekend for highs?
It depends on how much rain we get with these impulses. I could see an 82 for a high, which means most of the day in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be very close to that.
Nice. I need a windows open weekend. That would be nice, right? I was at the game last night when that weather blew through, and the weather always looks and feels different when you're in the stadium. Right? You just feel like you're watching it on TV. but it was really cool. Like, the lightning was really fascinating. Yeah.
You love to be able to see lightning around the arch.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so great.
It was interesting because we were sitting out there, and it's definitely stormy, but it wasn't doing anything at the moment. And the usher came to us, the whole section, and said, "This is your final notice." I never heard this before. I guess it's a legal thing. "This is your final notice. The Cardinals strongly urge that you go inside and take shelter." And people were grumbling. I'm like, well, I'm not going to make this lady's night harder. So I went inside, but yeah.
And you said, "Hey, don't you know I know Dave Murray?"
Yeah.
He said, "It's still okay. Like, still okay right now."
I texted him right now. What do you want from me? Andrew, did you do headlines?
I did.
That sounds promising.
Wow, it really does.
I feel like I don't thrive with the headlines quite like some people.
I think you're doing great.
I'm working on it. All right. So, murder victim found at 40 years after she vanished from work. This is a Florida mystery that has lingered for four decades. Cape Coral, Florida. They found human remains discovered by kayakers in a canal in May 2024, and they figured out that it was a 23-year-old woman named Rose Marie Gayhart, who vanished in 1985. She was featured on Cold Case Files on Dateline, if you remember that show. It is now officially a homicide. She was last seen outside Big Howie's Hot Dogs, where she worked, and she was living with her boyfriend and his mother in a trailer park. She was reported missing by her parents, and her sister has long said that she believes that she was murdered by someone in that trailer park.
Huh.
So this case is being reopened, which is interesting. It's always interesting when, like, a cold... You just think, I mean, if a cold case has been closed for 40 years, how could it possibly be, you know, how could you possibly investigate that?
Dark question. Do you guys think you could successfully hide a body?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, me either.
I thought you were going to say get murdered.
Now that I've done it.
I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Well, see, the problem is, like...
I could get murdered.
It's hard to know exactly what to do to avoid getting caught without searching it, and now everybody's got your search history.
It's true.
You know, I mean, I don't have any, like, training of, like, in the military or whatever. I don't have... You know, if you're, like, a police officer and you investigate those things, like, I know what they look for. Well, I have none of those things.
London police hunting man dressed as lobster.
Shouldn't be that hard.
He knocked another man unconscious while dressed as a lobster.
His claw?
Yeah,
I guess with his claw hand. Yeah, they got big sharp claws, I guess. He was attacked outside Alexandra Palace in London after the World's Darts Championship. And 7 months later, he is still dealing with serious issues from that. So this happened back in December. And they're still trying to figure out, like, they're just putting out, like, guys, we really need to find this lobster man. So they are redoubling their efforts.
So he was dressed as a lobster.
He was dressed as a lobster, knocked a guy outside the darts
and then just disappeared.
And ran off. And this guy now has, like, you know, I guess, like, brain damage of some kind.
I'm not optimistic for them finding the lobster guy.
No.
They're not either, which is why they're redoubling their efforts.
You know, one of the worst parts of that would just be telling that story your whole life. Like, oh my God, what happened to your husband?
Mystery man in a lobster costume.
You know, that whole thing.
Now, I do think I could hide a lobster costume.
Yes, that one I could hide. Yeah, I could hide a lobster body pretty easily, if you know what I mean. Colonel Sanders' home is for sale, with one notably very intriguing item for sale with it. Colonel Sanders' ties to Kentucky are loosening, and not just because KFC headquarters is now in Texas. The Shelbyville estate, where he once drilled franchisees on how to make pressure-cooked chicken, is going to auction, along with a trove of personal effects that includes his Bible, his knife kit, his trademark tie, the little black string tie thing that he wore, his old pressure cookers that he used to start KFC, and the most important item of all, his leather day planner from 1964, which contains a handwritten list of 11 herbs and spices.
How about that?
It is not known if this is the actual recipe itself or if it's just kind of a coincidence. Maybe it's just, maybe it was a workshopping it and that this just was just a coincidence. But the real estate agent would not let people photograph it while they were taking pictures of like the lots for the auctions and the estate. Would not let them photograph it. And then also next door to it, the Claudia Sanders Dinner House, which was opened by Sanders and his second wife to showcase how his chicken and gravy should taste to like franchisees and people that were coming from out of town, is also for sale.
Huh.
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. The Colonel is a fascinating story. I remember listening to a self-help guy one time way back. When you didn't have the internet to just look stuff up. And I didn't realize that the Colonel was so old when he started, and he was told no like 300 times or something. He would just go, you know, restaurant to restaurant, like, hey, I have this recipe. Would you make my chicken? They're like, no, old man. And they finally got a yes, and the rest is history.
If you had the opportunity at an auction
to kill the Colonel,
to hide the Colonel's body. If you had the opportunity at an auction,
broast him,
and you had the money, would you go for something like that?
Hell yeah.
Like the original 11 herbs and spices, or like the Coca-Cola formula?
Yes.
Or
if the Don Knotts suit that he always wore in Andy Griffith, the salt and pepper suit, had that came up for sale. When I started making money, I would have bought it. I would have. I would have paid $10,000 for it.
Was you a worn to work?
No, but I almost bought Vince Vaughn's outfit from Wedding Crashers when they're playing football.
Okay.
That was for sale for $1,000. And I'm like, for $1,000, if I just pull that out at parties, it's worth that. And
get a big display thing like they use for the bat suit.
Then I made the mistake of bragging to Maureen about what I was about to buy, and she was like, no.
The account got frozen.
Yeah, you're not buying Vince Vaughn's outfit and wearing it at barbecues.
My final story here.
Pretty sweet, though.
Dinosaur extinction may have taken only hours. All of their extinction. It was at once thought that it could have taken place over months or maybe even years, but it actually could have been just one really, really bad day. A new study in the Journal of Geophysical Research Biogeosciences argues that the asteroid that hit Mexico's Yucatan 66 million years ago likely cooked much of the life on all of land on Earth within mere hours.
Same way we'll cook the Colonel.
Thanks to a superheated shroud of rock vapor in the atmosphere. Using computer models and dust evidence from the impact layer, researchers found that this vapor blanket could have driven ground temperatures to lethal levels, igniting near-instant wildfires worldwide.
Yeah, they said that the rock and the dust in the atmosphere worked like a lid on a pressure cooker.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, you know what? We've always grown up seeing the animations, and you'll just see these dinosaurs look woozy, then fall over like they're drunk. And no, they probably just roasted from the inside. So
within an hour or two.
Wow.
They think that all life on Earth, essentially, on the surface.
Nuts.
Is just gone.
I don't know why, but I kind of like that better. Like that it was over fast as opposed to, like, taking weeks and months.
Oh, dude, if we get hit by an asteroid or a nuke, I want it to hit me in the balls. I don't want any of this.
Come right down on
10
my head,
miles
man.
Outside the blast circle.
Right.
No.
Right.
I don't want to do this post-apocalyptic.
No. I'll do very poorly.
I'll stick with the apocalyptic thing.
Yeah,
you very much.
I'll be turning tricks for gasoline. Which I think I do very well at.
Yeah, I think I'd succeed.
Then once I get the gasoline, I can condense my power.
It's called being an entrepreneur.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, like the Colonel.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
Bye.
Do I have live here, Andrew?
You do. It's for Mr. Cantor.
Well, watch this. Flippity-do. Tell you guys about attorney at law Mark Cantor. And you guys know I'm a little different about this live than most of my live endorsements. I'm much more aggressive, but there's more at stake, right? If you guys, I don't know, if you go to a different steakhouse or you go get pizza from somewhere I don't represent and it's bad, you're going to be fine. But if you choose a plaintiff's attorney after you or someone in your family has been injured, it could be the difference in hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not saying that any of the plaintiff's attorneys out there, the ones who advertise on television all the time, are bad people. Not at all. Not even saying they're bad attorneys. Not at all. I'm just saying that in their advertising, they're not telling you anything worthwhile. You know, all the AI stuff and dunking on Wilt Chamberlain. It tells you absolutely nothing. With Mark Cantor, I can tell you a few things. He has been a plaintiff's attorney his entire career. Hasn't jumped around. He's been doing it for decades. He has tried as many cases as any plaintiff's attorney, you know, his age in the St. Louis area. He has a great record. Twice he's been named the Lawyers Weekly Top 10 Power List, which most people never sniff the top 1,000 list. He's been in the top 10 twice in his career. I personally like him. Even though I'm an agnostic, I like that his faith is so central to what he does and the pride he has in his family. So it all adds up very well for Mark. If you or someone you care about is injured, you think someone else may be to blame, call 314-628-9999 or check him out at CantorInjuryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Traffic from the Michaels Flooring Outlet.com Traffic Center.
Well, they're making headway with this crash westbound 64 before Lindbergh. They still have the three left lane shut down, but it looks like there's a flatbed tow truck on the scene, so it doesn't look like there's as many pieces of equipment as there were. But westbound 64 is slow at Hampton, and it jams now at Big Bend all the way to Lindbergh. And again, the three left lanes are blocked. Southbound 170 delays at the Parkway. It's not a solid jam, though. Westbound 64 out in the Westplex, backed up Lake St. Louis Boulevard out to 70. 70 a little slow at 61, but 70 is also slow past the airport to the Rock Road and west of 94 out through Spencer. Kind of busy. You don't normally see it slow there. Southbound 270, 64 to Manchester is the busiest part. Westbound 44, Guyer to 270 in the right lanes, and then from the Merrimack out to Bowles is kind of slow. Southbound 55, a little busy midway down from M through Z. Roadwork delays on the Illinois side. On eastbound 64, it's jammed 157 to 159. Northbound 255, a little heavy, approaching 5570 as well. I'm Roger Brand in the Michaels Flooring Outlet.com Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Staples.
All right, it's officially the most wonderful time of the year at Staples. They've got back-to-school supplies as low as 25 cents, up to 40% off select tech, 20% off for teachers, and more. Check out all the deals at staples.com/back-to-school. Staples, that was easy.
The 3-2 pitch with the runner going, a swing.
Ready to elevate your game? Join the MBA Sportscasters Forum on Tuesday, September 15th in St. Louis. Learn from Cardinals beat reporters, broadcasters, and Hall of Famer John Rooney as they break down play-by-play, reporting, interviewing, and covering the game. Then cap off the day with the Cardinals versus Giants at Busch Stadium. Step into the booth, sharpen your skills. Go to kmox.com/events for details and registration.
Tired of your phone bill constantly going up? Stop the madness with Boost Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month. No contracts, no catches. And that $25 price is locked in forever. Switch to Boost Mobile today.
Back to school starts now. Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699 with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and must-have electronics and accessories. Limited time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Trust is earned. That's why I've stuck with Straight Talk. Same price since 2009 on Verizon's 5G network. 'Cause shoot, anyone can make a promise. Keeping it for years That means something.
Now plans starting at $25 a month with 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
Bill, you're an old politician.
Yup, sure am.
So you know the old-timers warned that someone trying to sell you a pig in a poke was a con man.
Well, sure.
Well, no offense, Tom, but your politician's Amendment 5 is a pig in a poke, helping politicians to raise our taxes without a vote of the people. And the politician's Amendment 4 takes away our power to do anything about it. Well, let's look at what's really inside 4 and 5.
Oh, don't do that.
5 hits hardest seniors and those struggling financially with new taxes on services like doctor visits, in-home care, and rent. Sales taxes could more than triple. For up to 80% of Missourians, it's a tax hike. And Amendment 4 ends majority rule, effectively ending our power to stop corrupt and out-of-control politicians.
Slick plan, huh?
No, Tom. 4 and 5 are schemes that hurt citizens and transfer our power and our money to politicians and lobbyists. That's why I'm voting no on the politicians' Amendments 4 and 5, paid for by Missourians for Fair Government.
Broadcasting from the Scott Credit Union Studio, 1041 FM, KMOX.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Think Tank coming up at the top of the hour. People are bragging about things they're really good at, but don't like to tell people because they sound made up. This guy says, I can sew anything even though I have no training. I'm great at untying knots. Another person says, I'm the best Guitar Hero player in the world. One person says, and this would be one of my brags, I am ridiculously punctual. And I'm really good at judging, like, if it's going to take me 48 minutes to get to Wheeler's house, I'll get there in 48 minutes. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why being late is so abhorrent to me, because I don't like it when people are late to me, but I also don't throw a fit.
Right.
But it would just end me if I was late to a meeting or something.
I get it.
How about you guys? Superpowers?
I do care about punctuality. Punctuality.
Just don't care about how you say
it. I don't like punctuality. I don't like punctuality is a word.
Andrew's like, I'm the best.
That's
at
what the lobster guy did to that dude.
Andrew's like, I'm the best at making up words.
I am really good at. I do that all the time when I'm like sending an email or a text or whatever, and then I realize
just sounds right.
Yeah, then I realize like I don't think that's a word.
I do that too. Yeah, punctuality.
Yeah, punctuality.
It's every bit as good as the real word.
I love it.
That always makes me crazy too, when it's just like, so someone just said something once.
Yeah.
Someone said, oh, you're on time. You're like, I call it being punctual. They're like, punctual.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Tell you about Mark and Neil Gelman of the Gelman Team, EXP Realty. This live is a lot like Mark Cantor, in that you were talking about the biggest purchase you're ever likely to make, the biggest investment, and I've done it a few times now. I was late to the game. I didn't buy my first house until I was in my 40s, but I've done a few since then, and I really appreciate the difference between real estate agents. And I always say this, that if it were a medical condition, the more complicated it is, the more you need the best doctor you can find. A legal situation, the more complicated it is, you need the best lawyer that you can afford. And in the real estate market, we should do the same thing. We shouldn't just hire our friends who have their license or someone who plays golf with someone's brother-in-law. The Gelman Team are established and verified. They have a track record. They do great. Like I said, I've done a few with them myself, and they were great at communication. Excellent at negotiating. I am not a good negotiator. I'm just not. Leave too much money on the table. They did not. If you want to find out what they think your home is worth right now, you can do that without talking to anybody. Just go to thegelmanteam.com front page, put in your address. They'll give you a number. If that number moves you, makes you excited, makes you angry, either way, and you want to talk about it, 314-336-1991.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.